Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is the Gifted Whisper Show, the Angel Empath Show. We are here every Friday in Colorado, Colorado time, but of course you can call from anywhere that you'd like to call from. We have intuitive readings and health topics going on every Friday here. Again, we are the Gifted Whisper and Angel Empath. I am the owner and sort of CEO and inventor of Gifted Whisper. My name is Marlene Prinzing with a P, like Peter Pan. And we used to call this show the Prinzing Show, of course, by my last name, but no longer because that became so confusing. So we're just calling it Gifted Whisperer instead, because that says it all. So again, welcome and welcome back to anybody. We are here again every Friday, and I am your host, and my co-host here is on the line. Let's let her in. Deb, she is the Angel Empath. And is that you, Deb?
Hi. How are you?
Hi there.
Hi,
I'm
you.
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Mercury's almost
good.
Over.
what's almost over?
Mercury retrograde.
Oh, God. Isn't that funny? I got it, the beginning of it really threw me, and then the rest I kind of forgot about. But we maybe did our medicine and our frequencies early on that we were okay. So when's the end of this silly thing?
The 25th.
Oh, that's even funnier. That's my boyfriend's birthday.
Wow.
That's funny. Yeah, that's a good one, right? That's a good omen, perhaps, we'll say.
Yes.
So any topics today that come to mind to you that have been channeled for you this week that we want to discuss here on the show today?
I think one of the biggest things is how everybody has felt stuck and very slow, and everything's moving slow, and people don't know where they're going and what direction. I've seen so many people, including myself, going through a lot of change since January, and I think some people are getting very frustrated because they don't know what to do, and they don't know kind of what to ask and how to ask.
Yeah. So how about let's do something different here to start the show, since for some reason no one's calling in, and normally we have more callers than we can get to. But let me give the phone number just in case. But the different thing I was going to do is have you and I read each other, which would be fun. But let me give the phone number in case someone's listening and they want to call in. It's 347-857-1742. Let me do that one more time. It's 347-857-1742. If you want to call in, it's intuitive readings here by myself, Marlene, and Deb. So what do you think about that? Should we give each other a reading today?
Sure, go ahead. Drop the bomb, honey. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what the show is about, is we kind of have bomb-dropping things and people call in. And
that's so true, because we're good at it.
Right? That's what we do. That's what we do.
We
do. So the first thing this reminds me of is one of the callers that had called in last week, because I think this is a good education for callers listening and callers calling in about really what an intuitive reading is, or what Gifted Whisper reading is, or what Angel Empath reading is. And just a perfect example from this nice woman that called in. I kept getting, as soon as I talked to her, and she did not have any accent, but I kept getting a message about either New York or New Jersey, something very East Coast, and I'll tell you in brief how the reading went so that we can learn about the interpretation that comes into us and people can use it. It almost made me want to do a class on intuitive readings and how they work, in a sense, because you and I know because we do them. So what happened is she said, she didn't have an accent. And I said, do you live there? And she said, no, I think it was Cincinnati or something. I thought, I don't even remember, but at any rate, she said no. And she was asking about relationships, and She said she was just in a relationship and it had ended, and I didn't get it was that. I got that there was a time lapse in the one. But the connections that I got were that her recent relationship had elements of something that was going to return to her from the past. Then for the third or fourth time, I said, did you go to high school in New York or New Jersey? And I'm like, lady, just give me a bone. Right? So
right.
This is kind of how it works, right? As you get this, I could not stop asking. There was something about that. And she finally said, and I, like I said, she had no accent. I didn't know where she lived. We knew it wasn't New York. Before that, I even said, do you have relatives? And I think she had said yes. But then for the fourth or fifth time, I finally said, did you go to high school? Because I got that her relationship was going to be that old, that it was going to be somebody from high school. Finally, she said yes. I was like, oh, thank God, praise the Lord.
I know.
She's like, yes, right? Right? So she said yes. And I hope she calls back. She was very fun. But it's a really great lesson. It was a lesson for her as well because, she didn't know where I was going. And I even said something like, I get a sense about East Coastiness, I think is what I said. And, of course, it's not a word, but I was saying East Coastiness in a way. So that's a good educational tidbit for people calling in and wanting readings is we get these sense about things and we get these messages and they start repeating themselves in a way. So that's kind of my lesson. But before you and I read each other, tell me if you have any, lessons about readings or how they come in that people don't know, or they're surprised about.
I think sometimes it's the way they word their questions.
Oh, the way they word?
Mm-hmm. Their verbiage.
Yeah.
I think when they use certain verbiage, it'll trigger one thing, but it might mean, to them it means one thing, and to us, we feel something different. And they might be looking for something, but they can't see. They're not opening themselves enough to their own intuition to see that far into their own sight.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
Probably, I mean, because she kept saying no to you. But I know that if you said there's something that has to do with New York and New Jersey, then you know there's something that has to do with New York and New Jersey. I mean, we wouldn't be saying if we didn't know there was something that has to do with it, and it could be future, too.
Right.
But I
right.
think it's just, I think people just need to really be able to think of exactly what they're looking for as an answer. And the more specific they are, the easier it is to help them.
Okay.
But it
doesn't
mean that we can't root through the weeds either, because we do.
Right. Okay, so we have a caller calling in. It's not a phone number.
Yay.
And, of course, I don't know what it is, but I'm going to let him on. It's a very funny dude-ness thing going on. We're just going to see what happens. Let's just fly with
it. Okay.
All right. Hello there to the show. Can you hear us there?
Yes.
All right. Do you have a question for either Deb or myself that you'd like to ask?
No.
No? You just want to listen?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any other comments, or you're just a listener?
Yes.
Just a listener?
Yes.
Okay, listen on. Okay. So Deb and I are going to continue. And funny enough, of course, it must be somebody that knows something about computers, which, who knows, maybe... maybe that's what's coming up in Mercury retrograde and wondering why your computers are breaking, right? Because electronics are associated with that. Who knows? Yes. So let's you and I give each other a reading then, since we're kind of educating people on readings and what they are and what they do and whatnot. So let's you and I see if we have a sense of who wants to go first or who has a question. And tell me if you get any sense about that. Me?
You are in a phase of gathering, collection, and information. This is your year of completion, but it's with your information so you can process it into a package and market it.
Oh. Now, did you say the word conviction?
Completion.
It, Oh, wow, how interesting. So how interesting of me, the other intuitive, misinterpreting what you said. Isn't that interesting? I'm just going to take note of that, that you said completion, and I thought you said conviction.
Well, you are very doing it with conviction, but I see a lot of it, and I think it's a lot of gathering the information and putting it together and getting it out there. And I think that it feels very, 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 it feels very pink and sparkly. So if it's pink and sparkly, you know that comes from my world, and that means it's just all good.
Yeah.
And it'll bring people happiness and put smiles on their faces.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
So classes.
Yeah, okay. So kind of the year of information and teaching, would that be correct?
Yes, and gathering. And I think you're going to get, I feel like somewhere towards the beginning of spring, you're going to channel something, or you're going to have something really big drop into your brain, which is really in your heart. And it's going to to really take something on in a different aspect than what you're looking at it now.
Okay. I like this. So let me know, I'm going to tell the listeners about how this connects to other parts of my world that you have said. It's really quite interesting, because I was just thinking about this. I have a birthday coming up as well this next month. And it is in my astrology chart a full circle kind of event going on that's been read to me, that the last time this sort of cycle of whatever it was, gosh, it was a long time ago, but whatever it is, had to do with me learning and gathering information. And, of course, it pinpointed exactly to the year that I graduated from undergraduate college, as far as the astrology chart said. And the astrology chart said that for this year, specific to the time frame you just talked about, is that will be flipping for me. So originally I was in college and learning, and the whole thing is flipping in my life, in that instead of going to school, I'll be teaching at schools or teaching. So that's a good so we got the C's going on here. It's a good confirmation for you for that.
Yes,
how about
I agree.
That?
And I think, awesome, girlfriend. there's something else, though, and I'm trying to pinpoint it, and I'm shaking my head because I got to loosen it up a little. there's something else I need to say, but it's not coming to me right now. I'll tell you when I get it.
Okay, fair enough.
Dab at it, girl. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a sense today about giving first. This is very interesting. It probably has something to do with you, but I feel like giving perhaps two readings, and maybe one is to you. Well, one will be to you, but the other one I'm not sure how it's going to relate to you. So I'm getting the two messages in this order. To first give a sort of channeled, guided, intuitive message that I'm going to call a global, universal, community-oriented, I'm going to call it. The second thing I get is to give you a message that's more personal and individualized. However, these are coming in together like this for a reason. And I think the first part is a lesson for you. This is how it comes in. So I hope the listeners, isn't that funny? I hope the listeners, that's not even a person. I hope the listeners.
We're just going to write a book on words that we create in this show, because it's better than a lot of things.
We like our words better. That's like me saying to that lady, I get East Coastiness, and she's like, what are you talking about? What are these
Coastiness? Well, yeah, because, you know, I'm an East Coasty person. I get it.
Okay, so I hope the listeners get this lesson. That's why it came out weird when I said it before, that as we do readings, we actually do this. We sort of step in and out of the reading, and it does become kind of global, and then it becomes myopic. so that we can see the full picture, but then we can see the detail of the picture and make sense of it. And in particular, this is seemingly important to you for your reading that I'm going to give you today, is first connecting to something larger than yourself, is what I'm getting, for community and global universe. Gosh, you know, it could be for you, is star and angel-like, whereas in, I'm going to say, what are they called, shamans, they're kind of the opposite, and I'm getting exactly the opposite. For shamans, I get, and they live, more in what's called the underworld, and under, and not dark meaning bad dark, but a little bit dark. And yours is the opposite. So it's sort of a confirmation for you to still be connecting to outer sources, perhaps your crown chakra, the top of your head, purple, amethyst. Oh, isn't that funny? That's so funny because my birthstone is amethyst.
Well, okay. I'm staring at one.
Well, good, you're staring at one. Yippee, let's see how the amethyst carries on.
I'm seriously staring at my chunk of amethyst because it's sitting in front of me.
Okay, well, pick it up, because like attracts like, and everything's on purpose. There are no coincidences. So I'm going to take a caller, 323 area code, see if they have a question for either Deb or myself. Hello there, 323 area code. Can you hear us here in Block Talk?
Yeah, are you guys doing readings tonight?
We are.
Yeah.
Do you have a question? We're so excited we can't stand it.
Cool, yeah. I just would like to know, general work question. I've had an employee, and I've been doing a lot of different things, and but lately I would get like these really cool opportunities, and they just kind of either peter out or they don't pan out.
Okay.
How long has this been going on?
It started in September where I got an opportunity, came out of nowhere. It was ideal in every way, and then it just went. It didn't follow through. It didn't come through. You know, it just didn't.
It went sour.
Yeah, it went south. And then another gig I got through a friend, that was a good gig. And that also went south. And then last week I went to an agency. The woman's a weirdo. She was a weirdo. Something that was really interesting. No, I'm being honest. She was a weirdo. So it was like walking into the Twilight Zone kind of a situation. So it feels like I have these significant opportunities to make great money and finally get ahead and really like just start to have some fun, and then it's just like oh wow, you know. So right now I'm just hanging out right now. I mean, I'm volunteering and stuff like that, doing things I enjoy, but
okay. I have a few tidbits and then I'm going to let Deb go. Is that okay, Deb? Does that feel right?
Go right ahead.
Okay. So give me your first name, if you would, please.
Yvette.
I didn't hear you.
Yvette.
Oh, Yvette. Okay, I like that. Now, the first thing I get is whatever had come to you recently was both too small and also was a seed. It had elements of what it should be, but never would come to that fruition, even if you had gotten it or did it. So it had pieces of something that were too small and was a seed. Then I get these images of it getting bigger, which this original thing would not have. But what's important to me for you to tell you is to write down or find or remember or be aware of the tiny specifics of the jobs that look like they were going to go somewhere, because it's the elements within that opportunity that you need to be looking for, but not in that industry. It's the elements thereof. I get that then when you find the elements, the specific elements that are important, and I'm literally getting write a list or put it in a circle or something, so it becomes real, a big, like it becomes a picture to you that these are the elements that are the seeds to thus and such. Then I get that those things will then lead to, I get a large corporation. I'm definitely not getting small. I'm getting, it would lead to you working in a large corporation that has a lot of structure and form. I'm not quite sure how that's translated. The last thing I get is, God, I'm getting something by the ocean, and I don't know if that's the headquarters of the company or it has something to do with the company. It's not a person. It's something to do with the company or the industry of that company. Something ocean. I'm really ocean, you know, not just like a lake, but like an ocean. So that's what I'm getting. Let's see what Deb has to add to that.
Okay, let me ask, I feel urgency. I'm feeling a strong sense of urgency. I'm feeling almost like you're trying to jump into something because you feel like you need to, or circumstances are telling you you have to, but you're not truly trusting your gut when you go there and look at these things, because you have much more intuition than you know, and some of them are tricksters. You're being led to certain things to test yourself, mm-hmm. to see if you can really define what it is in your heart that you're looking for. And the only way you're going to get what you want is to truly use your heart. But they're giving you opportunities. This is a lesson for you to learn how to use your intuition when you walk into a building, and if you feel it out or you don't feel it out. But as you've said, you've gone to these places and none of them have panned out, and that's for a reason. None of them were supposed to, but they got you to go, which is part of something you want to do because you are looking. But if there's urgency attached with it, that's why it's not coming out right, because then you're going to take something that's not going to work. And you're much softer than they are, if that makes sense. You have a softer nature, but you can be really harsh when you need to. So I think the way I see it is they're trying to show you, which is truly your higher soul self, is showing you how to discern between, I'm going to go right to the light and the dark. Because mm-hmm. I feel darkness. I see darkness right now. And I don't know if someone's trying to pull you in that direction or if it's something you've had experience with in the past, so you're more wise to it. Just watch the people you're with right now and watch some of the guidance people give you. I'm sorry, what?
What did you say, the last part? Lots of people are what?
Some of
I think
the
she
people
said,
that you...
Oh.
Dark. Dark.
Oh, dark. Dark.
Yes.
Dark energy.
Yes.
Around me?
Like, some people that you are connected to, not in a very strong way, but some people have given you guidance to do things that has not been on the up and up. And I think that's why they're telling you to trust your intuition and use it. And if your gut...
Those people are not in my life.
I'm sorry, what?
The people that would be on that level at 86 then.
Okay, so this is all just recent energy just hanging around.
Yeah, I'm getting that if there were these people, I get that they are opportunists around money, and that they're following the carrot and they want you to do the same thing. And so I don't get that it's an acquaintance. I don't get it that's a friend. I get it's somebody in business or in a company. That has something to do with getting, it reminds me of that movie. Oh, that movie with the guy in the Wall Street and everybody got crazy. Remember that recently? Not recently. With the, Yes. That's it. That's the image I get when Deb says that, and I got the same thing about, The Wolf of Wall Street. So again, instead of following the carrot or following the externalness of it, I keep getting the message to go backwards to the small elements that are important so that you don't get swept away and find yourself in the Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
now, you
any
know
other
the
questions?
Full moon. This full moon is the wolf moon.
Oh, how interesting. Full moon is the wolf moon.
Yes, the full moon is the wolf moon. What it means is everything that you wanted, it's you're stepping into your own true self. And the things that you're looking for right now are on the other side after this moon. It's actually for a lot of people. It's not just you. That's why I'm putting it out there.
Okay.
The moon itself is associated with Leo, which is actually, of course, they're go-getters, and it's a stepping forward kind of thing. It's a positive energy shift from where we've been, because we've all been kind of stuck in some muck for a while. And you're probably feeling all of this, because you are intuitive and you do
yes.
have a good sense. So I
yes.
think what's happening is you're just coming, your soul is awakening. You're coming
okay.
into who you really are, to where you can go. You're going to be able to go out and do this to yourself. You're going to learn how to do readings and help other people follow their own path and their own heart. And you have that potential in you. And I think
mm-hmm.
where you've been looking may not be where you need to be. And I think you're being pushed to where you need to be. So give it time till after the moon.
Okay.
This weekend, give yourself some time. But what I'd like you to do, which I will tell everybody, write it down. Start writing. I don't care how many sentences or how many pages. Start writing the things that you want to see in your life right now, and
okay.
that you want to come to, because this is a time when everything shifts over. So the more
yeah.
you put down, and always use positive verbiage, and never use if and or but, ever.
Okay.
Because I
yeah.
learned that lesson
yeah,
long time ago.
Do the I am. I am the greatest
I
person.
Am.
I deserve the best job in the world. I am the queen of the world.
Right. And actually do it as if you've already got it.
I am the queen of the world.
I already have this job, and this job is so good. So write it as if you've already done it and already have it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Draw this
we're
what you're looking for to you.
We're going to take
okay?
one more caller, but keep us informed, Yvette. Tell us how it goes.
I will. I totally like this reading. Thank you so much. Very positive.
Yes.
Have a good night.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Good karma.
Namaste. Thank you.
Okay, now I'm going to take area code 111. Is this New Jersey, New York lady calling?
Yes.
Oh, wait. That's a guy. Is this a guy?
No.
Yes.
One more.
You're
from New York and New Jersey also?
No, not New York and New Jersey.
They wouldn't be from the same place, and they'd never admit
it. Well, there's a caller that has called in before with the same phone number.
I just want to say that I know something, and that's that David Bowie's still alive.
Oh, right. Well, we're glad
true,
to know
though.
That. Yeah.
They're hiding it.
Well,
they're hiding it. David Bowie's
okay.
still alive. Can you not feel it? Can you not feel it?
Oh, okay. We'll
I think you can feel
it.
His energy.
I
yeah,
can feel
his energy.
A lot of things.
That's fabulous.
You,
thank you.
But he's alive. I know
excellent.
It. I feel it.
Oh, good. Okay, so we're going to close out the show. But thank you for everybody calling in. Thank you for all your input. And there are many people with gifts in the world, and we just had a bunch of callers that had some gifts themselves, and we shared our gifts. So, again, tune in again. We have about 30 seconds left here, but next Friday, Mountain Time, 4 to 4:30, we will be giving readings, and, of course, are open to comments and whatnot. And we got some wonderful comments today and some good readings, and hoping to help everybody. So this is Deb and Marlene, giftedwhisperer.com. AngelEmpath.com saying good karma to everybody. Spread the good light. Say something good, and don't talk about anything yucky. Right, Deb?
That's right.
10 seconds.
Keep it happy.
Okay.
Keep your things or butts out.
All righty. Namaste. Namaste to everyone. Goodbye, and join
Namaste.
Us again next week.